ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः।
व्हाई डिटैचमेंट इज सो इम्पॉर्टेंट? फ्रॉम मैनी एंगल्स इट इज ईजी टू अंडरस्टैंड इट्स इम्पॉर्टेंस। वन सिंपल थिंग दैट कम्स टू एवरीबडीज एक्सपीरियंस इज दैट the more you are attached, the more sorrowful you are. Everybody's experience. More attachment, more sadness. More attachment, more expectations from other people. More expectation, more worries. And attachment is also ignorance, illusion. Our pure existence is always detached. Asango hi ayam purusho. They have said in the Upanishads. Our pure existence, Purush, is always detached. Then why we are having this attachment? Because of ignorance. Then where does this ignorance live? In our mind, in our concepts, it is our own creation in a way. We have created it, we can get it finished. The world is a place to work here for the service of others and not to be attached to it. You are living in a house, use it, but you are not the house. You are different from the house. And the more one is attached to the house, the more one will be worried, even about the house itself. So it is common experience also. Even if you do not want to get rid of attachment, nature will compel you someday to finish it. Because nobody wants pain and worries. Nobody wants. As I explained many times, one thing is common to the humanity at large, to all the people throughout the world. There may be differences about believing even in God, not believing in God, or having many theories, doctrines, etc., etc., so many things. Differences about various paths. So many differences are there. But it is difficult to find a person who does not want peace and happiness. And peace and happiness are not possible without detachment. And as I explained many times, it is in detachment that true love develops in life. Because attachment and love are contradictory to each other. In attachment, there is frustration, there is conflict. In attachment, you want something from another person. In love, you give. In attachment, you take. And if you see the process of life itself, you will find that detachment is happening automatically every time. we are getting detached with our relatives every day. Death is happening all around. It is a fact. We are losing every day somebody. We are losing time. Time of the age is, according to them, the seers, it is a definite time, definite period. It's going away. The realized saints say that when somebody celebrates the birthday, in fact, it is death day. If somebody is celebrating 30th birthday, that means a person has died for 30 years. Only 20 or 30 years more. even if a person has got a relatively long period, long span of life, say 70, 80, 100, whatever, even then, it is bound to come to an end. And accidental deaths are happening anytime. So, actually, if you see, the process of separation, detachment, death is happening all the time. And to be conscious of this truth, to accept it, and then to utilize time and energy for knowing the permanent truth, God, or our own self, is the real purpose of human existence. Even in other fields, for example, in the political field, what do you want? What anybody wants? Freedom. Every country wants freedom. Freedom means detachment. Everywhere. And detachment is not having no concern with others, no. Detachment gives rise to love, real love.